from the Alan Samuel Studios. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
One's off third. This one into right field. And it's over the head of Schubert. That'll go all the way to the wall. Scoring from third is Sanders. Here comes Kemp. He will be held at third base. Boy, Schubert started in, and then all of a sudden that ball shot over his head. It's an RBI single by Wesley Jordan.
Big-time producer up until recently.
Gets it in the air to left field. Wynn's going to hold it up a bit. Conover is there. Tagging at third is Kemp. Here's the throw to the plate, and he's safe. And we've got a tie game in the eighth inning.
The John Morris Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Here's the 0-2. This one is grounded to short. Oh, and he bobbled it. Oh, they won't get it out. Here comes Kemp to the plate. He scores! A bobbled grounder at shortstop. Kemp never stopped, and he scored from second base. And the Bears win it in 10 over Oklahoma State, 5-4.
You're listening to The John Morris Show with the voice of the Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, a final thought for you. Talk me through that last play. It's a ground ball to short, and it looked like Tyreek just he had the blinker on, and he was turning left all the way.
Well, he did. And Coach Blair's on the send. You know, we're gonna send him. We're gonna send him on the throw, and when the guy kicked it, and just that little split hesitation leaves the ball in his hand there for a second when Tyreek's coming. It's going to be a tough throw for him to make, and so I give Coach Blair the credit for that, and then Tyreek the credit for always running hard and being in the right spot and a great slot.
Now, from the Alan Samuel Studios, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Now, that's the way to finish a series. Baylor did that at home yesterday. They dropped 2 of 3, but they won the third game in dramatic fashion yesterday over Oklahoma State. 5-4 in 10 innings. Highlights from our TV broadcast. Post-game, Tom Barfield with Coach Mitch Thompson, courtesy of the Baylor Sports Media Network. What a win. 10th inning, a walk-off. It was an error by the Oklahoma State shortstop, but credit...
But mostly good base running.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. Credit Tyreek Kemp. He was on second base and had been advanced to second on a balk, incidentally.
Right.
So that was huge. And just rounded third, never slowed up. Give Jim Blair credit. Dr. Jim Blair in the third base coaching box, waving him all the way. And he slid in ahead of the tag. There is a great picture. I'll show you a still picture, Aaron, that has the perfect angle and captures everything. The slide. One of his teammates, John Ewens, you know, is behind him.
Jumping up in the air probably,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, the catcher making a sweep tag, but obviously not reaching him. I'll find that picture and show it to you, but it captures really that moment very, very well. So, big win for the Bears yesterday, 5-4 in 10. There it is right there. You just passed it on Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So, yeah, and the umpire is signaling safe.
That is an award-winning photograph.
It really is.
Like, I love great photography.
Yeah.
I've never been great at it, but I love a great photograph, and that is one of the best baseball photos you'll ever see.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, so, like you said, it captures
everything
that's happening right then.
Yeah, I want to find out who took that picture, because that is really, really good.
100%. They give them credit.
So, big win for the Bears yesterday to close the series. They do win 1 of 3 from Oklahoma State. Now headed to Orlando to play UCF, a 3-game series that closes the regular season. Bears still looking up, you know, trying to get to their resume to a point where they could get in the NCAA tournament. But it's a long shot. I mean, to be honest, it is really a long shot now. But you always have the conference tournament. You always have that out there. If Baylor goes to Arlington, gets hot, wins the Big 12 tournament, they get the automatic bid to the NCAA. So that is that's out there, and that will be next week in Arlington.
Yeah, and they can do that. You know, they're talented enough to do that. Fortunately, that looks like the only road to the NCAA tournament, but they're capable of it.
Yeah, sure are. And actually, the first order of business for Baylor is to lock up a spot in the Big 12 tournament. They do not have, mathematically, they're not there yet, but they need one win over UCF. One win would do it
nice.
To get to Arlington.
I thought they would be close.
Right, yeah. Right. Because Baylor
City. Why that game yesterday was so big.
Exactly, yeah. Baylor City
basically gave them two games against, you know, I don't know what team it is that they're.
They're ahead of BYU, UCF, and Utah.
Gotcha.
And they play UCF. So one win over UCF, and it locks up a spot. So Utah is out of the running. They can't get there. BYU. So it's really between three teams for two spots, BYU, Baylor, and UCF. So Bears need one win in Orlando to clinch a spot in the Big 12 tournament in Arlington. Those games this week, by the way, I redid the promo, Aaron. I gave you the wrong times. They're at 5 o'clock on Thursday, 5 o'clock on Friday, and noon on Saturday for Baylor and UCF. So that was baseball from the weekend. Fun to be out there all weekend. Senior weekend. And they did a great job recognizing the seniors. Big group, 15 of them on Saturday for Baylor baseball. And then Mother's Day on Sunday, and they did a really good job there. They had the moms, the senior moms, come out and throw the first pitch of the game.
All of them
lined up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
So that was really good. So memorable weekend at Baylor Ballpark, especially the way it ended. And that's the final home game of the season for the Bears. Just the three games at UCF is all that is left. So no more games at the ballpark coming up this year. All right, that's baseball from the weekend. We'll visit with Sean Snedeker coming up in a bit, Baylor pitching coach. Baylor got a huge effort from their closer, Gabe Craig, yesterday. Aaron, when I say closer, how many innings do you think he worked yesterday? Gabe Craig.
I'm assuming more than one.
Yes.
Since you're saying that.
Yes.
Three.
But
that's
most,
a lot. But
that is a lot. How about four and a third?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's enough to where he would have got a save. Well, he got the win.
He got the win, right.
If that's enough to where he would have got a save, even if it wasn't a save situation.
Yeah, sure. That's
enough
right.
Innings
I know.
Relief.
So normally one inning, sometimes two, a two-inning save for Gabe Craig. Yesterday, two outs in the sixth inning. They really needed a shutdown, you know, an out there. Bases loaded by Oklahoma State. And so they brought in Gabe Craig with two outs in the seventh inning. And he got the out in the seventh, pitched the eighth, the ninth, and the tenth.
I was about to say, he liked it so much, he decided to stay in the rest of the game. He wanted that win.
52 pitches. Four and a third innings is a career high for Gabe Craig. He got the win. So we'll talk to Sned about that, Baylor's pitching coach, Sean Snedeker, and about the other performances yesterday and through the weekend for Baylor pitching. Also, and coming up next, how about this? You've heard this news. Johnny Kiefer, the former Baylor golf All-American, he has received an invitation by special exemption to the PGA Championship this week.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Pretty big deal.
A rookie in his rookie year and still on the Korn Ferry Tour. He's doing very, very well and number two on the Korn Ferry Tour. But he receives an invitation to the PGA Championship. So in his first year in professional golf, he'll be playing alongside the best of the best on the PGA Tour coming up later this week. It is at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we had a chance to visit with Johnny Kiefer. We recorded it on Friday, Jerry Hill and I, and we'll let you hear that coming up next. Former Baylor golfer headed to the PGA Championship, where Jimmy Walker won the PGA in 2016, another former Baylor golfer. But now Johnny Kiefer in his first major comes up later this week. We'll hear from him when we come back. Off and running on a Monday. Glad you're with us. John Morris, Aaron Sexton in the Alan Samuels studios. Thanks to Alan Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business. Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas, with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The next time you need service on your garage door, call Precision Garage Door Service. Veteran owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Service will repair all brands. They offer same day service with professionally trained technicians arriving with fully stocked trucks. Phone calls are answered by a live operator 24/7. All major credit cards accepted. And customers receive free service fee with repair. Serving all of Central Texas, Precision Garage Door Service. You can book your appointment online at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com or call 254-522-9657.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Looking for the perfect boat? Look no further than Marineland Boating Center, Google's highest-rated boating dealership in Texas. They've got Yamaha boats, the number one selling sport boat 5 years running, plus Marineland Boating Center's Yamaha Marine Pro service to keep you on the water. Want more thrills? Check out their lineup of Yamaha Wave Runners for nonstop fun. So why wait? Visit Marineland Boating Center, your authorized Yamaha dealer, I-35 at 340 South, or online at MarinelandWacoYamaha.com.
Flinging the green and gold worldwide on the web at SyntexSportsFan.com.
Since 1975, Schmalta's Sandwich Shop has been serving their one-of-a-kind sandwiches, soups, and salads to hungry Central Texans. They start early in the morning baking their homemade artisan bread. The sandwiches are oven-toasted, giving the bread a crunchy crust covering and a soft and dry, airy center. Ask for everyone's favorite, the Schmaltz, a combination of three cheeses, three meats, and all the fixings. They welcome phone-in orders at their Town West or downtown locations. Waco, born and bred, Schmaltz's Sandwich Shop.
Don't you wish everyone spoke about you the way your mom does?
You know, it's no wonder this guy made his mama proud. She always wanted him to be a doctor.
Hi there, I'm the Foundation Doctor.
That's Ronnie Weathorn, the Foundation Doctor.
My team and I have accumulated over 70 years' experience dealing with Central Texas soils and foundations. We're always honest with you and would never suggest work you don't need. If we say we can fix it, we will. And our warranties, well, they're the best in the business. We treat your home like it's our mom's in hopes that you will speak as highly about us as she does. If you think you need foundation repair, you're in good hands with the doctor. If you don't believe me, just ask my mom. Give us a call today at 863-8800 or look us up on the web at ineedthedoctor.com.
You got doors that are sticking or cracks in your walls, the Foundation Doctor will make a house call.
On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide-out, hot water heater, awnings, and more. Repairing or customizing your RV doesn't come lightly, and when it comes to the job, they get you back on the road again. Call them today. On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson, just off Robinson Drive.
Baylor Bear Baseball with Derek Smith and Tom Barfield this weekend on ESPN Central Texas.
The Bears close the regular season in Orlando against UCF this weekend. Games Thursday at 5, Friday at 5, and Saturday at noon for the Bears and the UCF Knights.
Mitch Thompson and the Bears this weekend on ESPN Central Texas.
You're listening to The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
This crowd is started. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former Grangekeeper now, about to become the Masters champion.
Now back to today's JMO Radio Show from the Alan Samuel Studios. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
Visiting now with former Baylor All-American golfer Johnny Kiefer, selected with an exemption to the PGA Championship coming up this week, Quail Hollow in North Carolina. Johnny, first off, congratulations to you. What a great honor for you.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thank you so much. It's been a wild ride so far, and me and my family are really excited for this week.
I say honor, but you've earned it. I mean, you've gone out there and played so well. You have earned this. How'd you get the news?
You know, I was just sitting at home one day. I was still recovering from my sickness from getting back from Tulum, Mexico. And, you know, I opened up my email. I'm kind of scrolling through, seeing all the unread ones. And then I kind of scroll across one. I think it's spam. And then I see it. And I'm just like, wait, it says you're invited to the PGA. So so that was nice news to come back home to.
That's pretty good. Who does that come from?
It just comes from the PGA staff member.
I got you.
You know, I just get an email, and it honestly does look like spam. And then I read the subject lining saying, "Johnny Kiefer, you're invited to the 107th PGA." Yeah, it's a cool experience, and I'll never forget it.
Gosh, that is so cool. You are you back 100% healthy? I hear that caught some of you guys last week in Mexico.
Yeah, no, I wasn't the only one. I'm pretty close to 100%. I think, you know, any athlete who, you know, trains and practices and travels, you know, for 4 weeks straight, I don't know if we can ever say that we're 100% healthy, but at the same time, I feel ready to go.
Good. Matt Roberts with Athletic Communications points out this time a year ago, you were going to North Carolina with Baylor. And now a year later, you're going to North Carolina, but competing in the PGA Championships in a major. How about that stretch?
Yeah, it's been it's crazy to think that less than a year ago, I was still in Baylor. You know, I was still repping the gold and green. And yeah, I mean, it's been a really crazy and awesome year. I think I can't take it for granted. It's just I sit back sometimes and I soak it all in and just being like, wow, time flies. And, you know, it's been a really crazy year. I've been traveling all over. So I think it'll be cool to think that I'll be back in North Carolina almost exactly a year, where it kind of kicked off for me in that postseason and, you know, catapulted me to where I am today.
How about travel? How different is travel now that you're a pro?
Well, I don't have coaches there to, you know, kind of babysit me and tell me where to go, what to do. I do that a little bit more on my own.
Yeah.
I've got a great team around me. My parents, you know, I've got a bunch of people that support me and help me just, you know, go play golf. That's kind of always been our big thing. You know, Coach Ringer always says it, just, you know, go out there and just be you and go do your own thing. So I've had a great team around me, and, you know, all the way through college golf too, I've always had a great team around me and tried to surround myself with the best people to kind of help me get on the golf course and just, you know, do whatever I need to do. You know, not worry about too much about the, you know, travel and figuring out all the logistics. I definitely am a little bit more interacting when it comes to planning everything out, but no, it's been nice.
You've had such a great first year. Was there an aha moment at any point so far this year, or has it just been, you know, translating what you did at Baylor, just moving it to the next level and keep doing what you've been doing?
You know, I think in a way I prepped really well at Baylor. I think Coach McGraw did such an incredible job, as well as all the other coaches that were there for me along my career. You know, we sat down, and I think my freshman year, Coach McGraw said, "I'm going to try and get you ready for professional golf by the time you graduate." And I think that's what he did. You know, I continued to progress and continued to, you know, learn things about myself, my body, my swing, and my game that kind of all helped me. Every experience, I wouldn't, you know, trade anything for that experience. So I think continuing to, you know, just get better has always been a part of, you know, Baylor golf and my golf. So I think I came out of school a little bit ready, ready to get out of there. I think I spent 5 years there and I was ready to conquer the world. But no, I mean, I was prepped really well and continued to do so. And then finally I just started hitting into stride. And, you know, I think continuous competition has really helped me, fine tune the game a little bit even faster.
What do you know about Quail Hollow and what's the schedule for the week like?
Honestly, when I get to the course, I'm going to take it pretty light early. I think I do. I'm doing all my prep work this week. I think that's just like any professional athlete. They do all the work before. And then once it comes to competition time, that's when you just, you know, you display your work. I think once I get there, I'm going to just try and learn the course, try and learn the greens. Nothing special, and just go out there, have some fun.
Yeah, that's great. Have you played on that course before?
Well, I've never played on that course. I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. You know, a little bit of Baylor history. Jimmy Walker, Baylor guy, won the PGA a few years ago.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy. Jimmy's actually from San Antonio as well.
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited to, you know, see him this week, and yeah, it'll be cool.
Man, congratulations! Really excited for you, and best of luck this week. Final question: What would be the best week for you, or what are your goals, I guess, going into this?
You know, I think my biggest goal is just to continue to have fun. There's so much outside pressure, but once it, you know, turns into the competition, it's just back to straight golf. So just continue to have patience and understand that my timing is always gonna, you know, come at the perfect timing. So just trust in that and have some fun.
Really happy for you. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
That's Johnny Kiefer, the former Baylor golf great, now on the Korn Ferry Tour and tearing that up, and headed to the PGA Championship this week on the PGA Tour, a major, the second major of the year following the Masters. That is Thursday through Sunday at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. TV is on ESPN Thursday and Friday, and then early in the day on Saturday and Sunday, and then CBS takes over for the majority of the coverage on Saturday and Sunday. But really cool for him. Isn't that great, you know, to be trying to work your way up and playing really, really well, and really well enough that you get noticed and you get that exemption to the PGA?
Yeah, it's a great way to start your professional career, you know, to be able to play in a major your first year.
Mike McGraw's up there, Baylor men's golf coach. He said he was going to go today through Thursday, come back home Thursday, because he didn't want to be a distraction to Johnny. So Coach McGraw is, or that last time I talked to him, that was his plans to go up there Monday through Thursday. So good luck to him. We'll continue to follow Johnny Kiefer at the PGA Championship as the week progresses. All right, take a break. When we come back, we'll check in at Baylor Ballpark. Following the weekend, Bears dropped 2 of 3 to Oklahoma State, but win in dramatic fashion. Yesterday, a walk-off in the 10th inning for a 5-4 win over Oklahoma State. We'll visit with pitching coach Sean Snedeker when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Alliance Bank, Central Texas. Independently owned and has been helping families and businesses in Central Texas meet their financial needs since 2007. Also brought to you by DMRA Fine Jewelers. DMRA at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little bigger. Or it may be your just doesn't. Don't worry, give your plumbing problems the axe with Axe Plumbing Service, LLC. Accurate, courtesy, trustworthy service. Axe Plumbing is backflow certified, so whether you have problems with your water heater, toilets, water leaks, sewer problems, Axe Plumbing will be there for you. Veteran-owned and operated by Tim Truax. Give Axe Plumbing a call today at 254-744-5554. That's 254-744-5554. License number M-45165. Give your plumbing problems the axe with Axe Plumbing.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Gina Kish here. Let us help you get that vehicle, motorhome, or travel trailer ready for your summer travels. Your time is valuable. At Kish Complete Car Care Center, we do it all and at one stop.
Our family wants your family to be safe during your summer travels. Let us help you complete that vehicle checklist so you can enjoy that family vacation comfortably this year. We've been keeping individuals safe, honestly, since 1998. For a complete list of our services, visit CompleteCarCareCenter.com today.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at CentexSportsFan.com.
The Brazos Landing is the perfect place to host your next family or business special occasion, or perhaps a business luncheon. Whether you're seeking an elegant, adult setting, or a more family-friendly atmosphere in a climate-controlled deck, the staff at the Brazos Landing can help make sure your special occasion is memory-making. And their impressive, diverse menu has something for every member of your special occasion or luncheon to enjoy. Make your reservation today, where I-35 of the Brazos River meet the Brazos Landing, Waco.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at BarnettContracting.com.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons, over 40 years of experience, to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949, because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
It's time now for our weekly check on Baylor baseball, as pitching coach Sean Snedeker joins the voice of the Bears and Aaron Sexton.
Welcome back to John Morris Show on a Monday. Let's check in at Baylor Ballpark. Baylor pitching coach Sean Snedeker, nice enough to visit with us today. Bears coming off the series against Oklahoma State. As we talked about earlier, dropped Friday and Saturday's games, but won Sunday in dramatic fashion. Huge 5-4, 10-inning win for the Bears to close the series. And, Coach, welcome to you. We appreciate your time. How's your Monday going so far?
Monday's going great, JMO. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm actually sitting up here in the stadium overlooking our beautiful ballpark and the Brazos River. So on this beautiful sunny day, so I'm enjoying a day off today.
Yep, very nice. Enjoy the time off. You don't get that much, but isn't it nice? It was a nice weather weekend all weekend, wasn't it?
All weekend, the weather was beautiful, and it was certainly beautiful to win yesterday in the fashion that we won and the heart that we showed in coming back and grinding through that. And we've done that kind of all year, JMO. It's been these guys have, you know, kind of never say die. And sometimes when you think it's not going the way you want it to, they respond. And it's quite an accomplishment to have not been swept, knock on wood, to have not been swept in the conference this year. And that was good to see again yesterday, the fight in the guys and the dramatic comeback win, which is awesome.
Yeah, you guys showed a lot of grit, a lot of fight, no give up in the team in any of those games. I mean, Saturday was tough, 4-0 loss, but your guys were battling till the very end.
Yeah, we've done that, most of the year. Sometimes, and the general fan doesn't realize, like, the guys are still competing. They're still battling. And it doesn't look like it when it shows a zero on the scoreboard, but you're trying to put together good at-bats. And sometimes you just have to give credit to the opponent and the pitchers that you're facing and how difficult it is to hit. And, you know, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, you might know more than me, but I think that was our first shutout of the season. So they pitched well. Oklahoma State pitched well all series long.
Let's talk about yesterday. Let's focus on yesterday. How about that?
I would love to do that.
Yeah, it's such a great win for you guys. And, again, no quit in the team. Fell behind 4-1. Two runs in the eighth inning to tie it, and then you won it in the 10th inning with that crazy play. From your vantage point, how'd you see that last play, that grounder off Scoob's bat, and Kemp coming around to score?
Well, one thing that our coaching staff has done, Coach Dillon, Coach Blair, Coach Thompson with our hitters, they preach strike zone discipline. They preach being tough outs. They preach putting the ball in play, put the pressure on the defense. And Scoob battled through that at bat, fouled some tough pitches off, and put it in play. And you know when you put it in play, you have a chance. Obviously, when you take strike three or swing through it, you're out. But just the sheer fact of the way he battled through that at bat and put it in play, it puts pressure on the defense. And so we thought initially right off the bat, it's like, oh, man, here we go. We're going to have to play the 11th. And sure enough, Culbertson, had trouble handling it. And then what I thought was tremendous was, Tyreek was running. We spend a period of time in our practice schedule, every single practice working on base running. So Coach Blair is in charge of that. And had the guys dialed in. You're running with two outs. You would think that it's a routine ground ball to shortstop, and Tyreek would just be jogging around third base. But no, Blair's got him going. Tyreek is sprinting. The ball is bobbled. He sends him, and then the shortstop, temporarily forgot about Tyreek barreling home. And by the time he figured it out, it was bang, bang at home, and Tyreek was safe. So those things look exciting while you're in the stands, but I don't think the people realize how much practice time has been put in on our base running, and that's a tribute to Coach Blair and our players for running the bases properly, and that helped us win that game yesterday. So the base running was fantastic, and just the sheer fact that Scoob did enough to put that ball in play helped us to win that game.
Yeah, it got you a win. I mean, the base running and everything you go through and knowing what you're going to do in that situation, it got you the win yesterday. How about the fact that Kemp was at second base because of a balk? He had singled and balked to second. That turned out to be really huge, didn't it, to have him in scoring position?
Unfortunately, the balks were pretty huge on both sides of things yesterday.
That's true.
It's very rare that you see a balk in any nine-inning game from either side. And I've gone back and looked at all three of those balks, two by our guy, Bryson Bales, both of which are not balks. And I'm not just trying to say that because it was our guy, but he definitely came to a stop on both of those. But that's neither here nor there. What's crazy is that there's two balks called for us, and then their guy had a little balk move where he buckled the front knee before he picked over there. So that became a very instrumental piece of the victory for us, because had he not balked, Tyreek's on first base, and And, you know, even if the shortstop bobbles that and picks it up, he probably just tosses it to second.
Yeah.
You know, and they're out of it. So
huge play. And our guy, Pat Combs, who I work with on the TV broadcast, he was saying neither of those on Bales were balks. I mean, he agrees with you. He said that right off the bat. So I don't know what they were seeing to call those two balks earlier.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I just, sometimes it's, I mean, what do you, just, if it's egregious, I get it. It's a rule, you know, live by the rules and make it, you know, make it happen if it looks like it's a balk. But those were tough. And that amounted to a run for Oklahoma State. And
yeah.
It seemed like the mistakes that we made on the mound yesterday hurt us because we basically, every run they scored, we basically put them on base for free. And I've preached that all year, and I still think I think we're in the top 10 in the country in fewest walks. So I've been really pleased with the overall performance of our pitching staff this season to have forced guys to swing the bat, and our walk totals are way down. And you know, we've by and large forced guys to beat us by swinging it. But yesterday was not one of those cases. But how about that job by Gabe Craig? Also?
That was my next question. Yeah, how about Gabe Craig, a closer? So I asked Aaron off the air, how many innings do you think Gabe Craig would have pitched yesterday? He said, I don't know, one or two, maybe. How about 4 1/3, career longest outing? What was it that you guys? How was that decision made to put him in with two outs in the seventh inning?
Well, we felt all year you have. To be successful on the mound, you have to have quality starting pitching, but you also have to have quality guys at the back end. And we felt like we've had both of those for the most part all year long. And certainly Craig has been tremendously consistent at the back end. But when you lose the first two games of a series, you're not using one of your most talented pitchers. And so, you know, we made it a point we have in the last half of this year that, hey, if we're not using Gabe Craig and we're not in a position to win – on that Sunday game, we you know, these games are important down the stretch. We're trying to get a regional bid. So, you know, we said, hey, we're going to pitch him. And it's more pitch totals than the innings.
Mm-hmm.
But the most I think he had been to was 37 pitches. So I was comfortable, you know, bumping that up 15 pitches to about 52 or 53, 55, somewhere in that area. I think he ended up throwing 52 total, which was extremely efficient. But, you know, the game was on the line. We were close. Let's go to our, you know, one of our best pitchers. And he really stepped up and was phenomenal. Because, yeah, he had to run out there five times, and he hasn't done that yet,
yeah.
Obviously. But he was tremendous, again, as he has been all year.
And I said the seventh. He came in the sixth with two out in the sixth and then finished things off in 10 innings. Were there – did you have discussions with him prior to running him out there maybe for the ninth and then for the 10th inning?
That's exactly right. I was totally comfortable with him. I just stayed the course with, you know, just normally what I talk to him about between innings with who's coming up, how we're going to attack them, things of that nature. So that was status quo. But, yeah, once he went out for the after he finished his third inning, I had a very heartfelt conversation with him and about how he felt and this is what we were looking at. And I said, hey, your pitch totals are still good. You're fine. As long as you're not fatigued or, you know, feeling like, yeah, that's enough for me. And of course he said he felt great and wanted to go. And sometimes you listen to that for information to make a decision to take him out. But I felt really comfortable with, you know, the pitch totals that we were dealing with. So I wasn't, you know, we weren't overextending him.
You and I are biased, and most people listening to us are biased, but is there a better closer in college baseball right now than Gabe Craig?
Well, I'm saying this, and hopefully not out of bias. You know, I know that there's a rankings thing came out, and Gabe Craig was like 10th ranked in the country as far as relievers go. But if you start diving through that and you look strictly at the statistics of it, there is no better closer in college baseball. There's no better relief pitcher statistically than Gabe Craig. And you can say what you want. You can say, hey, there's guys that throw harder. There's guys that have nastier breaking balls. But statistically, there's nobody that's doing what he's doing, you know, on the mound. And I'm not talking about just strikeouts. I'm not talking about his ERA is under one. It's like a 0.7, I think,
right.
Something like that. So his ERA is, I think, the best in the country. his strikeout to walk ratio is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so he's put up the numbers, and I mean, he should be considered for the relief pitcher of the year nationally. I mean, without question, without bias. Now, if you're ranking prospects and things like that, there might be other pro prospects a little bit, you know, ranked a little bit higher than him. But if this is based on statistics and success at the collegiate level, there's nobody better.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just he's so consistent also, you know, for you guys, and you know what you're going to get when you put him out there. So fun to watch. What goes through your mind on senior day when you recognize all those seniors and celebrate them, but know that guys like Gabe Craig and Cole Stasio and others won't be back next year?
Yeah, I saw the graphic that Max Calderon put out and on social media with the pictures of all the seniors.
Right.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
that's a lot of production. That's a lot of production in that graphic, but such is the face of college baseball, and you know, you have to continue to recruit. We will definitely miss those guys. They've been a tremendous part of Baylor baseball. They've had great careers. They've helped us really elevate the program this year. I think we're moving in the right direction. So I can't say enough good things about all of those seniors, the impact that they had on our team out on the field, and you know, as well as in the classroom, and just great people. Some of this game goes overlooked is the relationships that you build, not only from player to player, but from player to coach. You get used to being around these guys. You pour into them. They appreciate the coaching that they get. And, you know, it's part of it. But that senior day was an emotional day, and it always is. And we wish them the best when they go on their different life's endeavors, but certainly thank them for all that they've given Baylor baseball.
Yeah, amen to that. Final thought, headed to Orlando to play UCF. You're one win away. You beat them once, and you clinch a spot in the Big 12 tournament. I know y'all have higher goals than that, but sets up the final three games of the regular season for you guys this week.
It sure does. And what our message all year, and it's that old coach cliche of one game at a time, but we really feel like we want to get into the conference tournament. That's our first goal, but we really want to try to win these last games because we feel like we still have a shot at getting into a regional in two ways. One, that we play well this weekend at UCF and win those games. It's hard to sweep. We haven't swept anybody yet this year, but you know, there's no reason why we can't. Or, you know, if we can put together a good weekend at UCF and win some games in the tournament, you know, we still have a shot at getting that regional bid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing that, J-Mo, I will say, and Coach Thompson and I were talking about it earlier, is in the conference tournament to win that thing, you don't have to beat everybody twice. You just have to beat them once.
Right.
And we have beaten every single team in this conference at least once.
Huh.
So at least the teams we've played.
Right.
So we can line it up on that weekend, and we know that we've beaten everybody that we've played at least once. So we don't have to beat them twice. We just got to beat them once. And so we feel confident that we can do that given the chance. We just got to get in there and play well.
Very nice. Well, thanks for your time on a day off, and good luck this week at UCF. It was fun to be out there with you all this weekend and all season. Sned, keep up the good work, and thank you very much.
Thanks, J-Mo. I appreciate it.
All right. Sean Snedeker, Baylor pitching coach with us. He flat out said Gabe Craig is the best closer in the country, Aaron. And he's a guy that has been around, has the pelts on the wall. If he says it, I don't question that one bit.
But he also said, you know, he's like, obviously he's going by the eye test, but he was like, just going by stats, he's also the best.
Yeah,
just not
exactly.
Just 'cause I'm his coach.
So, Gabe Craig, 4 1/3 innings, 52 pitches. He got the win yesterday. Again, the closer for the Bears, so normally just the ninth, sometimes the eighth and the ninth, and that's significant. I mean, we make a point of saying if it's a two-inning save because that's a little bit different, but 4 1/3 innings.
That's a long save.
For Gabe Craig yesterday.
Especially for your closer. Like, you see some middle relievers get those four-inning saves, but not your closer.
Right.
Not usually.
Longest outing of the year for him in terms of innings pitched and number of pitches, 52 pitches total in the game. Cole Stasio, another of those seniors, did really well in middle relief. Two innings of work, gave up one hit, couple of strikeouts for Cole. yesterday as well. Part of a 5-4 Baylor win and 10 innings over Oklahoma State to cap that series now at UCF. The series begins on Thursday. Make note of that. All the conference series will begin on Thursday this week because it allows you to get your pitching lined up for the Big 12 tournament the following week. So Thursday at 5 on the air at 4:45, Friday at 5, and Saturday at noon, all three games right here on ESPN Central Texas. All right, thanks to Coach Ned. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll look ahead. We'll wrap things up. We'll share some birthdays with you on this 12th day of May. Alongside Aaron Sexton in the Alan Samuel Studios, I'm John Morris, and we'll be right back after this.
From the first workout to the last practice, sports is an incredible and rewarding challenge. Hi, everyone. This is Dan Ingham with the First National Bank of Central Texas, and we're proud to support each athlete, every parent, and our educators. From families, small businesses, to the biggest industry, we're here to help. With remarkable products like mortgage lending, we've got banking ideas that fuel big dreams. First National Bank of Central Texas. Familiar faces making local decisions.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is it time to upgrade your garage, barn, shed, or warehouse with a new garage door? Veteran-owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Service boasts the largest garage door showroom and design center in Central Texas. Revamp your style with new customized garage doors with windows. Free estimates are available, and all calls are answered by an operator 24/7. Precision Garage Door Service, 1100 Jewel Drive, Waco, 254-522-9657, and at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com. Ask about their financing options.
And exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
It's a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore your car or truck. And with Valvoline Express Care Waco on Valley Mills, you can be rest assured your car or truck is in good hands. From the quick oil change to brakes, struts, alternators, and all minor repairs, they'll keep your vehicle running in top shape. With quick in-and-out service, locally owned and operated by Paul Sadusky, they'll take care of all makes and models. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. Keep your peace of mind with Valvoline Express Care in Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Alan Samuel Studios.
Slovacek Sausage has found a great home in Central Texas, and we're growing with you. We have found so many ways to celebrate all the great things about Texas. Football, family, and friends, and so much more. We have all of the barbecue, specialty meats, and over 35 kinds of kolaches to make your next meal or gathering a great success, and we do all the work. If you're on the road, we have the best place for your pooch to stop and stretch with our beautiful dog park. So with the hospitality of Texas and our Czech heritage, the Tome Vos. That means we welcome you. At Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material, so you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
PFF is like A+ for the Cowboys draft, and now they've done this.
Are the Cowboys having the greatest offseason in football? Slow down, Slugger. Slow down a little bit. I don't know about that, but it's exciting. When I say C.D. Lamb and George Pickens, way more exciting than C.D. and Jonathan Mingo.
The Matt Mosley Show, weekdays from 4 to 6 on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on a Monday. We appreciate your being with us today. Great to hear from Johnny Kiefer, Baylor golfer, who will compete. Former Baylor golfer. Wish he was still here. But in the pros on the Corn Ferry Tour and playing the PGA Championship this week. And then Coach Sean Snedeker. What a great addition Sned has been to this Baylor staff this year. I mean, it was already a dream team with Mitch Thompson and Zach Dillon and Jim Blair, Brian Furlong, Darren Thomas, and then you add Sean Snedeker to that mix, and it really is a dream team of coaches for Baylor baseball. Our program is in really, really good hands with all those guys. So great to visit with him, get his thoughts on the weekend against Oklahoma State, the look ahead to UCF beginning on Thursday. Let's share some birthdays with you today, talking about Gabe Craig and how good a reliever closer he is. Today is Kyle Hill's birthday. Kyle was a closer for Baylor baseball during his time here. Pitched in the Mariners organization for a bit. Happy birthday to Kyle Hill. It's Todd Copeland's birthday today. Happy birthday to him. Eric Ellis, Eric's birthday today. Rob Reed, a good radio man. Happy birthday to him. Stacy Hall's birthday today. And actually, that was yesterday for Stacy Hall. And, Aaron, that's all I've got for today, but can I say this? Yesterday was the birth date of John Warner.
Okay.
And it's a nice way to remember Johnny right. Warner. Miss he and Karen, and that his birth date brings that to mind. So rest in peace. God bless the family of John and Karen Warner. His birthday would have been yesterday. All right, who else do you have on the birthday list today?
I got a list today.
Do you?
Yeah, we'll start right. with Rami Malek, starting the – I think he may have won an Oscar for Bohemian Rhapsody.
He did.
Was also the star of iRobot, which where he got it started, the USA series. I heard was really good. I haven't watched it. He's 44. Jim Furyk, 2003 U.S. Open winner, 17 tour wins, and the first PGA Tour player to shoot a 58. Not the only one now, but the first. He's 55. Happy birthday, Jim Furyk. Happy birthday to the GOAT of skateboarding, Tony Hawk. 10 X Game gold medals and was the first to do pretty much every major skateboarding trick, Tony Hawk's 57. Emilio Estevez, one of my all-time favorites. Mighty Ducks, the Young Guns movies, even further back in the Breakfast Club and some more 80s movies like St. Elmo's Fire. Just so many great movies when I was growing up. He is 63.
Is there a Western that I remember that he
Young
was
Guns.
In? Oh, Young Guns.
And Young
okay.
Guns, too.
Yeah.
They were both really good. And there's talk of a third one, but I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. Ving Rhames, Pulp Fiction, Mission Impossible, among other movies, is 66. Billy Squier, one of my favorites from the 80s, is 75. And another 80s great, actually a 70s and 80s and 90s great, Steve Winwood, got his start as the lead singer of the Spencer Davis Group, Give Me Some Lovin', that, and then Traffic, Los Parque High Hill Boys, and some other hits. Then went on to even bigger success as a solo artist. He had huge singles. And his biggest one was When You See a Chance was big.
Yeah.
But Back in the High Life was the one I think most people remembering
right.
for. But he had quite a few huge hits in the 80s. Happy birthday to the great Steve Winwood. He is 77 years young. Oh, and I don't go back, but yesterday, Kendall Brown's birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday to the
right.
former Baylor basketball standout, Kendall Brown. He celebrated a birthday. Currently with the Nets organization, I believe, on their G League team.
All right. Very good. Good, good. That's worth going back for.
And I got a card of his on the way in the mail, and it's one of my favorite ones already, and I don't even have it.
You've got some good ones. All right. Very good. Thanks for being with us today. We're going to move out of here and make room for Stretch coming in next. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to Johnny Kiefer. Thanks to Sean Snedeker. If you missed any or all of those, Aaron's got them up on the web at syntechsportsfan.com. That's where you can go and find all of our local shows and interviews. or on the web or on the social media, just search at 1660 ESPN, at 1660 ESPN. Find all of our local interviews and shows available there. Aaron, thank you very much. Appreciate it, folks. Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2. Right now, Stretch is coming up next.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
This is ESPN Central Texas.